This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. External Affairs Ministry has said that India has urged the Chinese side to ensure that the interests of downstream states of the Brahmaputra are not harmed by activities in upstream areas. Replying to a query on hydropower project on the Yarlung Tsangpo River in the Tibet Autonomous Region of China, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that as a lower riparian state with established user rights to the waters of the river, New Delhi has reiterated its concerns. Replying to another query, the spokesperson said they have seen the announcement pertaining to the establishment of two new counties in Hotan Prefecture of China. Parts of jurisdiction of these so-called counties fall in India's Union Territory of Ladakh. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Foreign Affairs Minister of Maldives Dr. Abdullah Khalil held bilateral discussions in New Delhi yesterday. They took stock of progress made on the understandings reached during the state visit of President of Maldives Dr. Mohamed Muizu to India in October last year and followed up on issues that need further focus from both sides. Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed the importance India attaches to its bilateral ties with Maldives and assured continued support to Maldives under India's Neighbourhood First policy and Vision Sagar. Foreign Minister of Maldives appreciated the timely emergency financial assistance extended by India to Maldives in times of need, reflecting India's role as the first responder of Maldives. He reaffirmed President Muizu's and Government of Maldives' commitment to work closely with India in realizing the joint vision for India-Maldives' comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched a scathing attack on the Aam Aadmi Party government in Delhi, accusing it of pushing the city into disaster during its decade-long rule. Mr. Modi used the term Sheesh Mahal to hit out at AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal for allegedly spending huge amount for luxurious facilities at his residence as Chief Minister. Mr. Modi stated this while inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 4,500 crore rupees in Delhi. He said AAP has failed in providing proper water, sewer and other facilities in colonies. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that his ministry is determined to make the villages poverty-free this year. He said this during a meeting with the Rural Development Minister of all states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Chauhan highlighted the role of villages in nation building, which will make India an ideal nation for the world. He informed that 136 crore man days have been created in MNREGA since June last year, due to which about 54,83,000 works have been completed in rural areas. The central government has also released a total of 50,467 crore rupees to the state governments. The government has said that there is no cause for alarm in the country over the reports of the spread of HMPV, human metapneumovirus, in China. Talking to reporters, Director General Health Services Atul Goyal said it is like any other respiratory virus that causes flu-like symptoms mostly in elders and kids. He also said the country is fully prepared to deal with any situation of this kind. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met chess champion Kunaru Hampi and her family in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi called her a sporting icon and a source of inspiration for aspiring players. He said her intellect and determination are clearly visible. The Commission for Air Quality Management has invoked the Graded Response Action Plan GRAP 3 across the National Capital Region with immediate effect to prevent further deterioration of air quality. The move comes after air quality in the region deteriorated to very poor category. Trophies and mascots for the first Kho-Kho World Cup to be held in India were unveiled in New Delhi yesterday. The tournament, scheduled from January 13 to 19, will feature 21 men's teams and 20 women's teams from 24 countries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.